Exodus chapter 19. In the third month after the Israelites had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the very day they came to the wilderness of Sinai, when they journeyed from Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai, where they camped in the wilderness. There Israel camped in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain. This is what you will say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I carried you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice, and keep my covenant, then you will be my special possession from among all peoples. For although all the earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you will speak to the Israelites. So Moses came and summoned the elders of the people, and presented all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together, "All that the Lord has commanded, we will do." So Moses reported the words of the people back to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am coming to you in a thick cloud, so that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever." Then Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and have them wash their clothes, and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You must set boundaries for the people all around it, saying, 'Be careful not to go up onto the mountain or touch its border. Whoever touches the mountain will be put to death. No hand will touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot through with arrows, whether it is an animal or a human being. He shall not live, but only when the trumpet sounds a long blast may they go up on the mountain.'" So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, "Be ready for the third day. Do not have sexual relations with your wives. On the third day in the morning, there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain. There was a loud trumpet blast, and all the people that were in the camp trembled." Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was totally covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire, and its smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain shook violently. When the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go back down, warn the people, so that they do not break through to see the Lord, or many of them will perish. Let even the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, so that the Lord does not break out on them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, 'Set boundaries around the mountain and consecrate it.'" The Lord replied, "Go down, and when you come up, bring Aaron with you. But do not let the priests or the people break through to come up to the Lord, so that he will not break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them.